Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's Cooking with Fantasy Football is brought to you by Freedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. Ladies and gentlemen, we go to the phones to welcome in one of our favorites, the great Brad Evans, fantasy expert, Yahoo Fantasy Sports, with us here on 95.7 The Game. GOAT, happy Tequila Thursday. How are you, my friend?
Must Tequila! Party, fools!
Last week, it was Eagles-Falcons. Tonight, it's Bengals-Ravens. On the how much tequila do I need to get through this game scale, where does tonight's matchup rank?
Half a bottle of Don Julio. and I would go with the good stuff, the añejo. Don't go with the silver or anything of that nature. I mean, you definitely have to break out the pricier Mexican love juice tonight. But I will say this. I like the Cincinnati Bengals in terms of, you know, against the spread. They're getting a point. They're at home, coming off a victory against the Indianapolis Colts. I think this offense is back on track after taking a back step last season. And Joe Mixon's really the key cog. And I understand that T-Sizzle and Williams and this front line of the Baltimore Ravens, a bunch of man-eaters there in the trenches. But, you know, is Buffalo really an appropriate measuring stick? I don't think so. I think Joe Mixon's going to see a vigorous workload. I hammered the over on betonline.ag. It's 65.5 rush yards. I think it's going to be handsome fantasy results for him just based on volume alone. I trot out AJ Green with confidence. The quarterbacks, I think you could find some suitable alternatives, maybe like a Case Keenum this week going against the Raiders, or Nick Foles going against a banged-up secondary of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And in terms of Baltimore's receivers, not a huge Michael Crabtree fan just because he's so touchdown-dependent. And I think the secondary of the Cincinnati Bengals, a top third unit. But watch out for Nick Boyle. Saw 6 targets last week operating out of the tight end position. He could be the new Dennis Pitta or Todd Heap for Joe Flacco. And we saw the struggles that Cincinnati had trying to contain Eric Ebron and Jack Doyle in week one.
GOAT, Dan Dibley here, owner of Lethal Inflection. Good morning. Cam Newton against Atlanta or Jimmy G against Detroit? Which way do I go?
Oh, that's a tough one. I would still err on the side of Cam Newton. I understand that Jimmy Garoppolo's got a sensational matchup and the pencil behind the ear of Matt Patricia getting shorter. That's why I stress behind the ear. but I think, you know, you look at Cam Newton, his floor is always so high because of scoring duality, his ability to make plays with his legs. He scored a rushing touchdown last week. He's had a tremendous amount of success against Atlanta. The other key here is Atlanta's missing Deion Jones and Keanu Neal in that linebacker core. They are emaciated in that area of the field. Yes, Trufant and Alford are a pretty darn good secondary, but I could see Cam really picking apart this defense over the middle of the field with who? The pride of Stanford, Christian McCaffrey. So slight advantage here to Cam Newton, but both these guys are top 10 options.
Brad Evans, Yahoo Fantasy Sports, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. If you want to get down, the number is 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. We will put you through with the GOAT, but the one thing we ask, keep it concise and buttoned up. One question. We don't have all day to hear about your whole scoring structures. Before we go to the phones, Anna's got a question as well for you, GOAT.
All right, GOAT. So I'm the owner of Goff with his head. Now, I have Le'Veon Bell. Yeah. I have Le'Veon Bell, so I'm in trouble with the running backs right now. I picked up Alfred Morris on waivers. How does he compare this week compared to last week? And then I have Chris Carson and Jordan Wilkins. Which do I go with at running back?
Now, you see, rule number one was what? Rule number one was
all
one
right,
question, immediate violation. Whistle, please.
Yeah, we got to have to flag. That's 10 yards.
That's definitely 10.
Which duo do I go with? Jordan Wilkins, Alfred Morris, or Chris Carson?
I would actually go with Alfred Morris, believe it or not. Now, I think Chris Carson's going to see his role ratchet up. You know, Pete Carroll had said that this week, but he always lies through his teeth. You know, Rashad Penny last week had one more touch, absurdly so, than Carson against the Denver Broncos. Difficult matchup on the road against my Chicago Bears and Khalil Mack, who are still reeling from that gut-wrenching loss to Aaron Rodgers and the comeback for the ages. So, Alfred Morris, I mean, again, it's Matt Patricia. He's supposed to know defense. He couldn't stop the Jets. It was hung a 50 burger on him. So I think Morris got to get primarily most of the work inside the red zone, going to get back on track after that costly fumble near the goal line last week in Minnesota. I think he scores and accumulates around 60 combined yards in this one.
Bart in San Jose, you are on with the GOAT. Bart in San Jose, fire away.
Hey, guys, how are you? Big fans. Brad, I met you a few years ago at Levi's Stadium in Yahoo.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It was awesome. I got a question for you. I have Melvin Gordon starting as my wide receiver and Philip Lindsay. Is it worth picking up Eckler off my waiver wire and starting him as an RB2 and have two RB2s starting in the same week?
I would still go with Gordon at wide receiver. Josh Gordon, of course. Hugh Jackson just came out and said that, yeah, we need to get him more targets. He only saw three last week. Of course, the one of those targets was his only catch, and it was a man's catch for a touchdown to send that game into overtime. And going against Marshawn Lattimore, still licking his wounds from getting torched like a creme brulee against Mike Evans there on the bayou. I think Josh Gordon's in for a monster week. Could be his first 100-yard game of the season. And if you had to make a choice between either Austin Eckler, and by the way, Eckler sounds like a coffee table from IKEA, or Philip Lindsay, I actually go with Lindsay here. I think both these scripts are going to be very positive for either running back, but I think Lindsay's going to see probably a little bit more of a workload, maybe 14, 15 touches, similar to what he had last week, him and Royce Freeman working in that timeshare. Good chance for 70 combined yards and a score for the rookie out of Colorado.
Joe Alameda. Joe, thanks for calling the program. You're on with the GOAT. Fire away.
What's going on, guys? I got a 16-teamer, man, and I have a bunch of wide receivers. I need some help. I have Galladay, Funchess, Garcon, Chris Godwin, and Fuller. And I have two wide receivers, and in my flex, I already have Carlos Hyde. I'm going to keep him there, I think. What do I do?
Well, I think first and foremost, go with Kenny Galladay. I do appreciate the secondary of the San Francisco 49ers and Whitmore and Sherman there. I think they're going to be a top 15 unit at a minimum. But Galladay, a guy that has a lot of trust right now with Matthew Stafford, peppered with targets last week against the Jets in that furious attempt to actually make it a respectable score, which they failed miserably at to the Lions. But I think Galladay going to be a breakout candidate this season. I think the good times going to keep on rolling. And I like Devin Funchess. Got to remember, when Greg Olsen was sidelined last year, weeks 3 through 11, Funchess was wide receiver 22 in fantasy points per game output. I mentioned the issues at linebacker across the middle of the field. Given his length, given his size, eyes, he's going to stick out like a sore thumb in that 10 to 15 yard range for Cam Newton. So I think he has the advantage there over the other options. So I think a lot of these guys in a similar boat, and Godwin, and if Fuller's healthy, of course, he's a threat to score every single time, knowing that him and Deshaun Watson have that bromance on the field.
Left Coast Mike, San Francisco. Left Coast Mike, you're on with the GOAT. Fire away.
Yo, man. Drew Brees or Deshaun Watson?
Wow, why are you carrying two quarterbacks? That's my question, first and foremost. You got to trade one of those guys. I go with Drew Brees. Look, he wants to get back to that 30-touchdown plateau, which was elusive for him last season. The first time in 10 years he did not cross that threshold. But, I think Brees, he's my number one quarterback this week. I absolutely love the matchup against the Cleveland Browns. Denzel Ward, a very talented guy, had a couple of picks last week, a very impressive across the board. I think Cleveland is going to be at least an average secondary when the dust settles come January on all the numbers. But Brees at home is usually money in the bank, and that over-under is sitting at 50. It's the second highest on the board this week. The wise guys in Vegas know, follow the total and follow Drew Brees.
Bruce in Belmont. Bruce, thanks for the phone call. You're on with the GOAT. Fire away.
Hey, guys, I need to start to sit to. I have Pierre Garçon, Bernard Powell from New Jersey, Cooper Krupp, and Chris Hogan.
Well, you're going to sit first and foremost, Chris Hogan, drawing Jalen Ramsey in that staunch secondary of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And Hogan barely made a peep last week. A guy that's perpetually overrated, doesn't get enough of the target share to really warrant a must start every single week. I would definitely bench him based on the matchup alone. And I'm going to bench Pierre Garçon. Now, again, I like the matchup. It's the Lions, and I think Jimmy G is going to get back on track. I just prefer Cooper Kupp, who is really the money man of Jared Goff in a premium matchup against Arizona. I think he's going to see a lot of Patrick Peterson working underneath. And boom, boom, pow, I think he's going to sack it to him this week in the New York Jets at home against Miami, as the Dolphins are shall we say, suboptimal in terms of run defense. You saw what Deion Lewis, a player of similar skill set as Bilal Powell, did against him last week. I think Powell's got a good shot at maybe 70 combined yards and a score. So, again, Kupp and Bilal Powell are my options there.
Steven in Vallejo. Steven, thanks for the phone call. You're on with the GOAT. Fire away.
So do I start Aaron Rodgers and Marquise Goodwin? My backups are Carr and both Williams from the Chargers, and I'm out.
Yeah, you're going to start Aaron Rodgers. Look, this is pure gamesmanship by Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers. Now, Rodgers says he's not going to practice today. Rodgers now throughout yesterday, I may or may not play. Mike McCarthy's like, well, we're going to take this day to day. Rodgers, who looked like he was kind of out of it a little bit, you could say, in that interview after the game on Sunday night and that heroic come-from-behind victory against the Bears, said he's going to play. He's going to play, folks, okay? Unless they've amputated his leg, have not reported it to us, he is going to be on the field against the Minnesota Vikings. So I definitely trot him out there. Now, different scenario for Marquise Goodwin. Touch and go with that. He's going to be available. Could be Dante Pettis stepping into that role and seeing a massive target share in a favorable matchup against the Lions. So if Goodwin goes, you play him. If not, then you lean on Mike Williams.
Last one, Eric, San Jose. Eric, thanks for the phone call. You're on with the GOAT.
Hey, the GOAT. How's it going, guys? Big fan. Curious, are we going to go with the young gun Mahomes or wait for Jimmy G for a bounce back against Detroit?
Look, I understand Jimmy G is dreamy and handsome. We all want to, you know, stare longingly in his eyes for hours on end, but how about the sexiness of Patrick Mahomes and the numbers that he put on the board last week? A 9.5 YPA. When you have a dash from the Incredibles, that's what Tyreek Hill is, on your roster, you got to trot him out there pretty much week in and week out. I said he was going to be a breakout performer this season. He proved it week one against a stout secondary of the LA Chargers. And now you're playing in a game against Pittsburgh, which has an over-under of 53. It's the highest on the board. Load up all your Chiefs. Load up all of your Steelers in this one. It's going to be a shootout affair. I would not be at all surprised if Mahomes finds the end zone three or more times once again here in week two.
Catch him on Twitter at Yahoo Noise. He is the best in the business. Fantasy expert extraordinaire for Yahoo Fantasy Sports. Brad Evans with us on 95.7 The Game. Thank you very much, GOAT. Enjoy your Tequila Thursday.
Pour me a drink. I'm out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.